Okay, so I'm now starting recording. So somebody tell me, what is a dominant seventh chord? To recap from last week, what sort of triad and what sort of seventh chord? Dominant seventh.
Major triad and a minor seventh.
Correct. Well done. So the next one we discussed last week was the major seventh chord. What's that? Someone else.
Major triad and major seventh.
Major triad, major seventh. That is correct. And the minor seventh chord. How do we build that one?
Is that like
Minor triad and minor seventh.
minor triad, minor seventh? Yep, that's absolutely right. So those were the three that we discussed last week. Tonight we're going to begin with our half diminished seventh chord. Okay, so I'll bring that one up. Okay, so a half diminished seventh is a diminished triad with a minor seventh. Diminished triad, minor seventh. That's our diminished triad, minor seventh. C, E flat, G flat, diminished triad with our B flat. Okay, everyone knows, remembers how to build a diminished triad. So from our root,
Root.
we go up three semitones, one, two, three, to our minor third.
And then six.
And then we need the sixth for the diminished fifth, right? So another three, one, two, three, to the G flat for the diminished fifth. Right, so that's our diminished triad. We know that a minor seven is two semitones below the root at the top. So if we go to it, so C is the root. To get to our minor seventh, we come down two to the B flat. Okay, so if we remember, three semitones to the minor third, another three semitones to get to the diminished fifth, because we need six semitones to a diminished fifth, and then the root at the top less two gets us our minor seventh, which is 10. Yeah, easier just to go up the 12 to the octave and down two. Does everyone understand how we have built a half diminished seventh chord? So it's the diminished triad with a minor seventh.
So, in fact, it would be the like the chord of the dominant seventh chord with the fifth and the third diminished.
The fifth and the third are down a half.
Yeah.
Yep. Otherwise, it's the same as the dominant seventh chord, but the fifth and the third are down a half. But yes, think of it as a diminished triad, the minor third and the diminished fifth with a minor seventh. It's used quite a lot in barbershop, and it's an interesting chord, and I won't get too much into detail here, because if you change the root to any of the other notes, it becomes something else, you know, and it's so you have to be quite careful as to, well, what chord is this? Is this a C half diminished seventh, or is it? Anyway, we won't get into that. It can be a ninth with a missing root, and it can be all sorts of things, but we're not going to get into that. We're just thinking, we're going to tell you what the root is, so therefore you know, and then you build it with a diminished triad minor seventh. Okay, so let's do it with the A flat. So here's our root on A flat.
Good Lord.
Here's our A flat, right? So we know we need to build a diminished triad. So we start by going up three semitones, one, two, three, right? That looks like a B, right? But
Yes.
when we build our triad and we're starting on an A flat, the third has to be a C of some description, right?
C
So
flat.
it looks like a B, but it's actually written as a C flat. Makes sense to everyone? Yeah. We go up another three semitones to get to our diminished fifth. One, two, three. That looks like a D,
That's E double flat.
but it's actually an E double flat because when we're writing a chord, you know, we start on a space, it's got to be a space, it's got to be a space, right? So even though it looks like a D, we have to call it an E double flat. Does that make sense to everybody? Because that's a wee bit tricky. Okay. And then the seventh, if we started on A flat, we can go up to the A flat at the top, come down two, to get to a B flat. Yep. We're up an A flat here somewhere, down two. Anyway, is everyone clear about that? So the B flat is our seventh, the minor seventh at the top. So that's going to sound like. That's our half diminished seventh beginning on an A flat. Any questions or want me to go over that one again? Obviously, it's got a whole bunch of accidentals. It's a wee bit confusing. Are we good?
So, sorry, what the notation below the chord on the staff, what is that? Is that how you write a half?
That's how you write half diminished seventh.
Right.
Circle with a line through it, seven.
Right.
Yep.
So you would write that as A flat circle with a line through it, seven.
Correct.
Yep.
Okay, let's practice building some. Okay, so here we're going. We have to build our half diminished seventh. We're starting on a D. Okay, we're in the key of F, so B flat is in the key signature, just in case we come across a B. So we're starting on D. Our next one is F. Do we need to add an accidental to F if we're starting on a D?
No.
Three, seven, one, two, three. Yep, that is correct. Then we hit our A. Do we need to add anything to it?
Yeah, flat.
Do we agree that the A needs to be a flat? And then we get to our C. Do we need to add anything to a C?
No, because that's two semitones below D.
Correct. Okay. That should be our half diminished seventh on a D half diminished seventh chord. Okay, did everyone follow that process? We're starting on D. We have to go up three semitones. So D sharp, E, F. That's an F. We don't need to do anything to it. We go up another three semitones. F sharp, G, A flat. Here's our A, we had to add a flat to get to the diminished fifth. Root is D, go up to the D at the top, come down two semitones, D flat C. So here's our C, we don't need to add anything to it. That should be our half diminished seventh. Everyone understand? We'll submit our answer. Correct. Okay. What's our root?
G.
Root is G.
Yeah.
Up three semitones.
That's E flat. B flat, E flat. One, two, three. B flat. That's all right. It's already there.
B flat is already there. Okay. So we'll keep that one.
Four, five, six.
D flat.
Then you've got to have D flat. D flat.
We want a flat on the D.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. And then what about our F?
No, that's fine.
Yeah. 10.
That's two semitones.
F is two semitones below a G, so we don't need to do anything to that one. Everyone happy with that? Half diminished seventh? Yep.
Yep.
Good work. Here we've got F, A, C, E. We know our spaces, they spell face. So here's F, A, C, and E. So we're starting on an F.
One, two, three. A flat.
It has to be flattened.
Do we agree that the A flat needs to, we need a flat? Yep. What about our C?
Double flat.
B flat. C flat, I'd say.
Yeah, C.
Needs to be C flat, right? C flat. You know, because if you go up three semitones from the A flat, you get to B, right? Yeah. But it has to be a C. So what do you call a B if it has to be a C? You call it C flat, right? C flat, so one below a C is B, so C flat.
7, 8, 9, 10.
What about our E?
An E flat.
Thank you, that's all I needed to know. Thank you. Yep. E flat, do we agree that E flat needs to be flattened?
Yep.
Yeah? So we've got A flat, C flat, E flat, if we're building it on an F. Everyone happy with that answer?
Yeah.
Good work. Okay, on an E.
E, G, D, D.
E, do we need to add anything to our G?
4, 5, 6.
1, 2, 3.
It's a G. 4, 5, 6.
B flat. B is okay. What about a B?
Flat.
B flat.
We want a flat on the B?
Yep.
Does anyone want a flat on our B?
Yes.
We'll add a flat. What about our D?
That's fine.
Okay.
Why is that one flattened, Ross? It's already three semitones up.
No, it's four. G to B is four semitones.
Oh, I forget to count the last one.
Nothing on the D.
Okay, so we're happy with the D?
Yes.
Yep. So we've just added the one accidental. Good work. We'll do one more. Here we go. We're starting on what note?
B flat.
B flat.
B flat. Starting on B flat. So.
1, 2, 3. Then D flat.
Do we agree?
D flat. D flat.
Okay. What about our F?
That's okay.
E is good.
So, yeah, sorry, our F.
That's okay.
Ken says it's okay. Do we agree?
1, 2, 3. B flat. Confused. 1, 2, 3. D flat. 1, 2, 3.
Hang on. F flat. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Got to be F flat.
Yeah, that one's a bit of a tricky one. Right. Yeah. If you're on D flat and you go up three semitones, you get to E, right?
E, but it's not written as F.
But it can't be an E because it has to be an F.
Yeah, it's got
to
be an
E. So what is an E to an F? It is a flat. So you've got to be F flat.
Yeah.
Okay. What about our A?
1, 2, 3, 4. A flat.
4, 5, 6. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Did everyone get that?
Yes.
Yep.
B flat up three semitones. 1, 2, 3 gets us to D flat. Up another three semitones. 1, 2, 3 gets us to E, but we have to call it F flat. Yep.
Yep.
If we're on B flat, we come down two semitones, we get to A flat. So that gets us our minor seventh. Okay. So here's our answer. Good work. Everyone happy?
Mm-hmm.
If you're reading a piece of music, and it had that chord in it, would it be written as F flat on the sheet music, or would they write it as an E?
It depends. I know that doesn't help. It does depend. You sometimes, and I'll show you a cool way probably next week of figuring out some chords when you're just trying to read them on a piece of music. That's something we are going to try and do, right? We're going to try and look at a piece of music, just pick a random chord and analyze it. Okay, so that's some of the stuff we're going to do as we get better at recognizing these chords. Okay, our last seventh chord that we have to know is the fully diminished seventh. Okay, so we'll come back to our PowerPoint. Okay, so that was our half diminished seventh. A diminished seventh or a fully diminished seventh is a diminished triad with a diminished seventh. Okay, and it's notated by the circle without a line through it and a seven. So the diminished, the half diminished had a line through the circle. If we're writing a diminished seventh or a fully diminished seventh, it's just a circle seven. Okay, so we know our diminished triad, and then we have a diminished seventh.
Triad.
Okay, so we start on the C.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
E flat.
9.
G flat is our diminished triad.
9.
And then we need B double flat to get to our A. So here's our C, 1, 2, 3 to the minor third, 1, 2, 3 to the diminished fifth. And then an octave less three, or you can just keep going up another three, 1, 2, 3 to our nine, which a diminished seventh is nine semitones. Okay. If you're doing the method of going up the octave and coming down three, 1, 2, 3. Sorry?
It's the same as the sixth interval, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the same as the major sixth.
Yeah.
So it's a C. Five, three, four, C, 1, 2, 3.
That's E flat. 1, 2, 3. C, E flat, G flat, and B double flat, otherwise known as A. It's really got that feeling of someone being tied to the railway track while a train is approaching. Okay.
There used to be a series on the radio called Dr. Paul.
You are showing your age.
A story of human conflict.
Great story of adult love, Dr. Paul.
Richard knows nothing about it.
No idea.
Too young.
You'll be talking about Aunt Daisy next.
Okay, so that's our diminished seventh. So let's look at another example, building on the A flat. We know we did that before. A flat, we're starting on the A flat here. 1, 2, 3 gets us to
B,
but we have to call it C flat, right?
Because yes.
Yep.
Yep.
So, and then up another three. 1, 2, 3.
D.
It looks like a D. We have to call it E double flat in the case of this, because we're starting on an A flat.
Mm.
We've got to call that E double flat. Up another three. 1, 2, 3. Looks like an F.
F.
We've got to call it G double flat. So you want more accidentals? I've got more accidentals for you.
yeah, I see. Oh, it's all fairly simple when you look at it.
Okay, so A flat, C flat, E double flat, G double flat. Builds our diminished seventh chord based on A flat. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's build some of those.
4, 5, 6, E flat. 7, 8, 9.
Okay, here we go. Let's build some.
What's
our
D flat.
What's the root of
D flat?
D.
Root of the chord is D.
So that's 1, 2, 3. So that's F, 4, 5, 6. So A flat.
So we're okay. We're okay with the F. We don't need to add anything. Yep. Okay. Good.
Yep.
And A flat.
Everyone agree that we need to add a flat to our A?
Yeah.
Yep. And a flat to C.
1, 2, 3. And do we need to add a flat to the C?
Yep.
Okay. Everyone happy that that's a diminished seventh chord? A D diminished seventh? It is indeed. Okay. What's our root?
G.
G.
G. G. G. G flat.
Which it is, so we don't need to add anything there.
Six. D flat.
Three.
D flat. Do we agree we need a flat on the D?
Yeah.
Okay.
Flat on the F. One, two.
And then our F.
It needs a flat.
It does. Because if you go up three from D flat, you get to what looks like E, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But it has to be an F. So therefore F flat is E. Okay. Yeah. Did that make sense? I know it's a wee bit tricky when you've got those E's and F's and B's and C's. But start on the G. One, two, three to B flat. One, two, three to D flat. One, two, three to E, but it's got to be an F. So we have to call it F flat. Okay, so that's our diminished seventh. Okay, what are we starting on?
F.
Almost.
Sharp.
We're starting on F sharp.
F sharp.
I'm not making the same mistake that I made last week. We are starting on F sharp.
One, two, three.
F sharp.
F.
F
sharp. Yep.
One, two, A.
A is okay, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Four.
What about our C sharp?
Six.
Three.
It's got to be C sharp. Two, three.
It is C.
Three.
Natural.
Four, five, six. C natural.
C natural.
Yeah.
C natural? Do we agree with C natural?
Yeah.
Okay, because the key signature tells us it's a sharp.
Yeah.
We're going up three from A, right? One, two, three from A gets us to C. Key signature would make it a sharp. We have to make it a natural.
Mm.
Okay. Up three semitones from C natural.
Three.
Flat.
E flat.
E flat.
D sharp sharp. No. E flat.
No, it's got a, so it's got an E of some sort. So we're saying E flat, right?
E flat.
E flat?
Yep.
We happy with that?
Yep.
Here we go. Well done.
D. So now D.
One, two, three.
If it's fine.
If is okay?
Yep.
What about A?
D.
A flat.
Gotta be A flat, right?
Hmm.
Yeah.
5, 6, 7, 4, 5, 6.
What about our C?
Okay.
C flat.
C flat?
Yeah.
Yeah, we want a B, right?
Yeah.
If we were counting up from A flat, 1, 2, 3 gets us to B. But so therefore it has to be C flat, right? Because Okay, so that's our diminished seventh chord. Good, one more.
Starting on E.
E.
G. Right. Fine.
Fine. Yeah.
Six. B flat.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
B flat.
Yeah.
If we're on G and we go up three.
Mm-hmm.
One, two, three. Yeah, we need to be. It needs to be B flat, right?
Mm. Three.
Up another three.
B flat.
D flat?
Sorry.
Do we need another?
Yep.
We need D flat, right?
D flat,
yeah. Good work. Good stuff. All right. So those are all of our seventh chords. You've learned them all. Let's recap. Dominant seventh chord. What sort of triad? What sort of seventh?
Major triad and minor seventh.
Correct.
Major triad, minor seventh.
Good. I'll pick on some people now. major seventh chord, D. What's a major seventh chord? What sort of triad? Open to the floor.
Major triad.
Major triad. What sort of seventh?
Major seventh.
Major seventh. Major triad, major seventh creates a major seventh chord. Okay, minor seventh chord, Marilyn.
I've got them all written down. I'm just cheating.
Well,
minor seventh.
That's not cheating.
Minor triad, minor seventh. That's correct.
Having good notes.
Everything I know from you, Barb, I've been watching you.
Good notes.
Half diminished seventh chord, even though... John. John, what's a half diminished seventh chord? Triad and seventh.
Major triad, minor seventh.
No, that's a dominant seventh chord. I'm looking for a half diminished seventh chord.
Minor triad, minor seventh.
That would be a minor seventh chord. You're almost there. Diminished seventh chord is a what sort of triad?
Minor triad?
No.
Diminished. Major triad, minor seventh.
You're looking for diminished triad, John. We need a diminished triad for a half diminished seventh chord.
Diminished triad, minor seventh.
Correct. That's our half diminished seventh chord. Well done. And a fully diminished seventh chord. Peter.
Diminished triad with a diminished seventh.
Correct. Well done. Okay.
I can read.
Yeah. So... That's what we've got. Okay, so now we're going to do some exercises. Give me a moment and I'll set it up. Of identifying what type of seventh chord it is.
Crikey.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. So it's going to be one of those five. So let me...
Caitlin, you're really quiet.
Hi.
You're all okay, Caitlin? You're following along?
Yeah, I mean, I've got some sort of space lasers through my eyes, but otherwise I'm all good.
Okay, good.
You have.
I'm going to take
great,
off.
Great, Caitlin.
Be cool.
You really look like that, yeah?
Yeah, roughly.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. We have to work out what sort of chord is that?
Crikey, dude.
Here you go.
A,
natural.
Oh, shit. Good. A. Major triad. We've got from A to G. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. To a major seventh.
No, any other thoughts?
Minor seventh.
Minor seventh.
Yeah, I believe minus this one is a minor seventh. We're starting on A. Seven. We've got A, C, E, and G, right? Because the E has been naturalized, so we don't have to worry about this flat. So we've got A, C, E, and G. If we're starting on A, how many semitones up to C?
Three.
But it's flattened.
Yeah, so it's three. Three semitones up to the C. That's a minor third, right? Mm. So immediately we can discount dominant seventh and major seventh, right?
Yeah.
So it's got to be one of those three because we've got a minor third as our first interval. Okay. Then how many semitones up to the E from the C?
Yeah.
So it's seven in total or four more, right?
Four
so
more,
if we're
yeah.
starting on C,
A, and we've got, then we've got B.
So that's a perfect fifth. So we can immediately discount half diminished and diminished because those require a diminished seventh. So really, we're left with minor seventh. We can check by going up an octave from A to A and coming down to the G. How many semitones below A is G?
Two.
Two, right? So that's sure enough a minor seventh interval, right? So we've got minor triad, minor seventh, should be a minor seventh. Did everyone follow my explanation as I was going through that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Let's try another one. What's our root?
F sharp.
What's the root?
E.
E.
Root is E.
E.
And we've got F sharp, so that we've got one,
E, F,
three,
G.
Two, three, and we've got one, two, three, and then we've got B.
Okay, so let's look at our first interval, E to G sharp.
Sharp, yeah, that's four.
One.
Okay, it's four, right? So we're, so therefore we're either going to be, I didn't mean to push the button, sorry. Sorry about that. I screwed that up. It happened to be a dominant seventh.
fancy that.
Yes, I didn't mean to push the button so early. Okay.
It's going to be one of the majors.
It's not a dominant seventh because I accidentally pushed the button. So what is it? We're starting on a D.
Yep.
First interval to the F.
Yep, so that's four.
One, two, three, four.
Is it?
So.
D to F.
That's three.
Three
semitones. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, one, two, E.
Yeah.
D to F is three. So it's got to be minor, diminished, or half diminished.
Minor,
right?
Yeah. Minor, diminished, half.
So then we've got F to A.
D to.
F to A.
Four semitones, right? So that's a perfect fifth. We've had three plus four.
Yeah.
Seven. Perfect fifth, right?
That's a minor triad, yeah.
So therefore it's a minor triad.
Yeah.
Which means that it's got to be a minor seventh, right?
Minor seventh, yeah.
Our only one that has a minor triad is the minor seventh, right? These two both have major triads. These two both have diminished triads.
Diminished triads, yeah.
Right? We can just double check that make sure our seventh is in
minor
fact
triad,
minor seventh. So D up to D, come down two gets us to C, right? So therefore, it's got to be a minor seventh. Everyone follow that process? Yeah, if you found yourself a minor third interval and a perfect fifth, you know you've got a minor triad, right? A minor triad only goes with a minor seventh in the chords that we're looking at here. Okay. All right. I promise not to push anything accidentally this time.
Well, you're actually 98% now because you did that.
I know. Terrible.
D.
We've got a D. We're starting on a D.
And then we're going up to F sharp. One, two, three, four.
Four. Five. So that's major triad.
Got to be a major triad.
Major triad.
What's four, five, six, seven. So that's a major triad. And C sharp.
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11.
So we, we can see that this is a C sharp, right? We started on a D. Mm. How many semitones below a D is a C sharp?
One,
right?
Major seventh.
So that's a major seventh.
Yeah. It's
a major triad, major seventh chord. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did everyone follow along?
Yep.
Yeah.
I found that the first interval from the D to the F sharp was four semitones. Therefore, it's a major triad. Well, you know, half diminished, diminished, and minor seventh chords would have a minor for that interval. So it's got to be either major seventh or dominant seventh. We check our seventh. We're starting on a D. This is a C sharp. C sharp and D are right next to each other. So therefore, it's a major seventh chord. Okay. yep. Okay. Good work. Here we go. We're starting on a G.
Let's see. One, G, two, three. So it's a minor seventh.
G to B. One, two, three, four.
Three, four. Major seventh to four. Then to D. Four, five, six, seven. So it's a major seventh.
B.
F sharp. F sharp. Then 8, 9, 11. It looks like a major seventh, too.
Okay, Ken reckons it's
major seventh.
Mark reckons it's a major seventh. Who else is
major seventh?
John also reckons it's a major seventh. I'll let people
just check.
Okay. So G to B, right, should be four semitones, yeah?
Four, yep.
Yep. Then we need to get to a D. Another three, so that's our major triad. We've got F sharp, which is a semitone below G.
Yeah.
It's got to be a major seventh chord. Yeah, if our seventh is a semitone below where the next root would be, if we're on a G, it's got to be a major seventh. Given that these are the only chords that we're discussing, I mean, you know, it's good to work it out, find your intervals. The only chord in our five that we're looking at that has the interval of a major seventh is the major seventh chord, right? The dominant seventh and the minor seventh have an interval of a minor seventh. So does the diminished. So those three all have a minor seventh. This one has a diminished seventh. The only one that has a major seventh is the major seventh chord. So at a glance, you can kind of see, well, this is a G, that's an F sharp, that's an interval of a major seventh. It must be a major seventh chord. But it's good, still good practice to count your intervals and check it as you go through. The other thing you might note is that in the key of G, we have one sharp F sharp, right? And here we have one sharp F sharp. So all of these notes are in the scale of G. Therefore, it's fits within a major seventh chord as well. Anyway, some little tips that you can use to kind of cheat, but always a good idea to check your intervals. All right, let's do another one. Here we go.
E flat. Come here, bloody thing.
Okay, the root is what?
D.
D is the root. D to N. How many semitones?
Three. Minor.
F to A flat. How many semitones? Three,
four, five, six, seven. So that's a minor triad.
Three.
It was only three. Yeah, so we only
three. So it's F, six.
F to A flat is three, right? Mm-hmm. So therefore, it's a diminished triad.
Diminished triad.
Yep.
Oh, I see. It's A flat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we have a C at the top. How many semitones below a D is a C?
Two.
So that's the interval of a minor seventh. So if we have a diminished triad and a minor seventh, what sort of chord is it?
Half diminished.
It's a half diminished seventh chord. Did everyone follow? D to F, three semitones. F to A flat, three semitones, if we're checking on our keyboards.
Yeah.
Therefore, a diminished triad. D to C should be 10 semitones, or in other words, a full octave minus two semitones. So that's a minor seventh interval. Diminished triad, minor seventh, equals a half diminished seventh. Good. Okay. What's this one?
Starting on an A.
Starting on an A.
To a C sharp.
A to C sharp. How many semitones?
Four.
That's a major.
Four. Major.
So that's a major third. And then mm-hmm. we have our perfect fifth as well. Mm-hmm. C sharp to E.
C sharp.
A, C, D, E.
Yeah.
C sharp to E.
C sharp to E is three, so therefore it creates seven. So that's a perfect fifth.
Yeah.
We get an interval of four plus it's three.
Major triad.
A, C sharp, E is a major triad. Yeah.
And what's the top note?
What's our seven?
E, F, G sharp.
G sharp. G sharp is one what below. An A?
One below the A.
So therefore?
Isn't it a major seventh?
It's a major seventh.
Chord. Major seventh.
Yep. A, C sharp, E. Major triad. G sharp. One semitone below the A. Major seventh. Lots of accidentals for you to look at here. What have we got?
G.
Our root.
G.
Root is G.
Then we go up to B flat. One, two, three. Yeah. Three. Four. One, two. I lose track of it. G. To B flat.
Yeah. We're staying on a G. We're going up to a B flat. That should be three semitones. G to B flat. Do we agree that that's three semitones?
Then we go to D flat. Three.
We go to D flat. B flat to D flat.
Six. So
that's a diminished triad. Has everyone got to the point that this is a diminished triad? G, B flat, D flat? Yep, that's a diminished triad. Then we've got to check our seventh. So what's our seventh?
Nine. Yep.
What's the note?
F flat.
F flat, right? Mm. How many semitones below G is F flat?
Three.
Right. So therefore, we've got a diminished triad and a diminished seventh chord.
Fully diminished seventh.
So we have a diminished seventh chord. Yes? Mm.
Yeah.
Everyone understand?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We'll do a few more of these because they're not the easiest.
No. They're not.
Oh my goodness.
They're tricky.
They're tricky. Okay. So.
B.
So our root is B. Our root is B. We can see our root is B.
Mm. B, C, D sharp.
B.
Four.
B, C sharp. B.
Seven. B to D sharp should be four semitones.
Four. Great.
Yep.
Major.
Four.
And then we've got, what's
the F.
Five.
F sharp, yeah. Remember, we've got a sharp over here. So this is, so here we've got D sharp to F sharp.
Six.
So it's another three.
Another three, right? So that's our perfect fifth, right?
Perfect fifth,
four semitones plus three semitones gets seven. That's our perfect fifth. So we know that this is a major triad.
Major triad, yeah.
Does everyone agree that that's a major triad?
B,
yep.
B
sharp, F sharp.
Okay.
Four. A sharp.
One, two, three, four.
One below.
A sharp is how many semitones? Four.
Very
sure. Is it a major seventh? Is it?
Seven. Yeah.
One below the octave.
Yeah. So if you go up an octave from D, and then come down one, you get to the A sharp. Right? So we've got. Sorry, no.
Did
everyone follow along with that? If we go, if people, I think some people are getting it, not a problem, but I want to make sure everyone's identifying your root, counting your semitones to your third, major or minor. Keep counting your semitones to your fifth. Is it
11?
Yeah. Your seventh. How many semitones away from the root? That's your process. Yeah. This is D. Third is D sharp. So B to D sharp is four semitones. D sharp to F sharp is another three semitones, remembering that we have to look at our key signature to remember that this is an F sharp. D sharp to F sharp is another three semitones, so in total of seven from B to F sharp. So this is a major triad. Four plus three is seven. B, up an octave, down a semitone gets us to A sharp. Therefore, it's a major seventh chord. Yeah.
Six, seven,
Do you want me to go through it again?
Yes, please.
Okay. We start on a B. So if you find your keyboard, look at your B. We know our third is D sharp. Here it is, D sharp. So B, count up semitones.
Four.
So D
sharp. We get four semitones.
One, two, three, four. Four semitones we know is an interval of a major third. Our next note, our fifth in the chord, is F sharp, noting that the sharp is in the key signature. So if we're going from D sharp up to F sharp, one, two, three. So therefore a total of seven. That is a major triad. Four semitones plus three semitones is a major triad. D sharp, F sharp. Follow that so far?
Yes.
B, D sharp, F sharp.
Mm-hmm.
We then think about taking the root up a full octave, B up to B, and then coming down how many semitones to get to our seventh, which we see written as A sharp. B down one semitone is A sharp. So we know a full octave less one semitone is the interval of a major seventh. So we have B, D sharp, F sharp, and A sharp, which is the chord of a major seventh. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here we go. We're starting on F.
F.
Find your F on your keyboard.
Okay.
Our third is written as A flat. Everyone agree that that's written as A flat?
Yep.
F to A flat. How many semitones?
Three.
Three.
Three. Agree that that is
minor.
Three semitones. F to A flat. Yes.
Six.
Then we've got six. A C. So A flat to C.
Minor triad.
A flat to C.
A minor triad. Yeah.
Two, three, four.
Four. Yes. So we had three and four.
Seven.
Mm-hmm.
If we have three, then four, what sort of triad is that?
Minor triad.
Minor triad, right?
Yeah.
If we have 3 and 3, it's a diminished triad. But if we have 3 and 4, it's
seven.
A minor triad. Yep. And then.
And then we look at our seventh. What's our seventh?
Yeah.
10. So it's a minor seventh.
E flat.
Our seventh is E flat.
E flat.
Our key signature tells us it has to be a flat. So if we have an F.
Below F.
Two below.
It's 2 below F to get to E flat, right? If you look at your F on your keyboard, you have to go down 2 semitones to get to E flat.
Yeah.
So that is therefore
dominant.
What was our triad?
It's minor 7.
It was a minor triad. A minor 7.
All right. Oh, yeah, 2 below. Minor 7th. Yep.
Yeah, minor triad, minor 7th.
7th. 2 below.
A minor 7th chord.
Minor 7th chord, yep.
Okay, we'll do a few of these, and hopefully you'll get to see the patterns as we go. Here we go. So here we have F, A, C, and E without any accidentals.
F, G.
F, A, C, E.
F to A.
1, 2, 3, 4.
4 semitones. A to C.
5, 6, 7.
Three.
So we have major triad.
Okay. So we're just looking at the triad to begin with. So F to A, we counted 4 semitones, yes?
Yeah.
A to C.
3
semitones.
Major triad.
Is a major triad. Yeah, everyone agree?
Yep, the top note.
Top note is an E.
E.
What relationship is E 11. To F?
One down,
right? 11.
Major seventh.
So therefore it's a major seventh chord.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So F, up how many semitones to get to A? It should be 4. F, G sharp A, right? Major third. Then we need to get to C. A sharp B, C. 3. So 4 plus 3 is a major triad, right? Yep. 4 plus 3 is major. 3 plus 3 is diminished. 3 plus 4 is minor. Okay, so you just got to remember your patterns, right? So here we've got 4 plus 3. So it's a major triad. We look at our seventh. Our seventh is E. We started on F. If you go up a full octave,
you come down one.
To get to the E, yeah? So therefore that's a major seventh interval.
Major seventh, yep.
So major triad, major seventh equals a major seventh chord. Good work. Here we go. Root is C.
C. 1, 2, 3.
The
C. D flat. E flat.
2, 3.
C to E flat. How many semitones?
3.
7. E flat to G. How many semitones?
E flat to G. 3, 4. 7. 4.
So we had 3 semitones and 4 semitones. What sort of
triad?
So
we're on the minor.
It's a minor triad.
Mm.
Down to the B flat. How many? So that's 2 semitones below the C to get to the B flat.
Ten altogether, minor triad with
a minor triad with a minor seventh.
Minor seventh chord.
It's a minor seventh chord.
Right.
Got it? I'll do it again.
Seventh. Yep.
C up to E flat. C to E flat should be 3 semitones.
Diminished.
Then we need to get to a D. So it's 4 more, right? 3 plus 4 equals a minor triad. C up to C, full octave, come down from the full octave to get to a B flat. We have to come down 2. So a minor triad and a minor seventh equals a minor seventh chord. Good work, people. Hopefully this isn't too taxing. We're getting there. Let's do, shall we do, we'll do two more. Here we go, two more.
It's D.
We're starting on D. D to F. How many semis?
D to F.
To F.
Three
semitones. F to A flat.
Six.
Three.
Six. Another three. So we have three semitones plus three semitones.
What's one of our diminished ones.
It's a diminished.
It's a diminished triad.
One of them.
Seven.
A, C.
D.
Seven, eight, nine.
If you go C up
flat.
Full octave.
Diminished triad.
You need to get to a C flat. How many semitones down do you have to come?
Yes. Three.
Three, right? Three. If you're on D, looking at a D, coming down one to a D flat, down two to a C, down three to a C flat, right?
Fully diminished seventh.
So it's a fully diminished seventh chord. Diminished triad and diminished seventh.
Diminished seventh, yep.
Everyone understand?
Yeah.
One more, here we go, one more.
C and F sharp. Start on G. And we go to B.
So we're starting on G.
Yep.
Four.
And then we go to B. G to B. How many semitones?
Four. Then to D.
Four semitones.
Five.
To six. D.
Seven.
B to D.
It's a major triad.
It's three semitones, yes. If we're starting on B, we're going to get to D.
Major triad.
Three. So we had four semitones and three semitones.
Seven.
Therefore, it's a major triad. Eight,
ten.
Now we need to check our seven.
11.
What's the note?
F sharp.
It's an F sharp. We started on G.
So it's a major seventh.
It is, yep, F sharp is a one semitone below G, so therefore it's the interval of a major seventh. We had a major triad and a major seventh, therefore it's a major seventh chord. Okay? All right. On a scale of, I'm pretty sure I know how to do that, so I have no idea what you're talking about. Are we okay on identifying these chords? If we were doing well, okay. So I'll send you an exercise where you get the opportunity to do this, and if you can do them, perfect. We can move on. If you have trouble doing them, or you're worried that you really need some more help, let me know. And I'm happy to, in the weekend or something, you know, find some time and do it some more with you. Okay?
I just want them to be instant, and it still takes me a while.
Only if you're an expert, D. It takes time.
Yeah.
You know the definition of an expert, don't you?
Somebody whose name used to be Bert.
Yeah, an expert. There are quicker ways to do it. I mean, obviously we're using the counting of semitones fail-safe method. There are quicker ways involving making sure you know your key signatures, and therefore, you know, if you're starting in C and you see that you have an E flat, you know that there's no E flat in the key of C, and therefore you know it's a minor third, you know, so it's likely to be a minor triad, and then it's just a quick check of the seventh, you know, so it's...
That's easy if it's C.
Easy if it's C, but therefore, you know, if you're starting in the key of B, right, and you see a D natural, and you know that the key of B has five sharps, and one of them is D, so if you see a D natural, then you know that that's a minor third, right, so you don't necessarily need to count your semitones if you know what sharps and flats are in each key. Okay. But you know, keep going with your counting of semitone method to begin with. I won't make you do oral checking of the chords tonight. even though that's quite fun, we've used up our time. So, okay, that kind of ends our discussion of seventh chords. What we might do is, as I say, please practice some of those exercises, knowing the patterns and the, you know, what sort of triad is it? What sort of seventh chord is it? If you can identify your triad, you know, that'll help narrow it down. And then is it a major seventh, minor seventh, diminished seventh to finish the exercise, okay? I'll send you out some exercises. If you're getting the hang of it, great. If you're not and you can't understand why you're not, please let me know and I can help, okay? I know it's a bit difficult when there's, you know, eight of us online all trying to do it. So yeah, if you need some help, please let me know. Next week we'll try and sort of into practice a little bit more, and I'll show you like a piece of barbershop sheet music, and we'll try analyzing some chords in there. A little bit more tricky, but we'll try. Okay,
thanks, Richard.
All right, thank you, Richard.
Thank
you, Richard. See you tomorrow.
Yes, what you said about the diminished seventh sounding like the tied to the railway tracks reminds me of a song by Ray Stevens from a long time. He used to sing a lot of comedic songs about Ahab the Arab. And also there was another one, Guitar Zan, and songs like that. And there was
one called The Streak.
And Along Came Jones. And that was about a girl who was tied to the railway tracks. And then Along Came Jones. And